This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 WILL Urbana. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. In this portion of the program, a walk on the wild side of the Windy City, Wild Chicago. Wild Chicago is a popular public television show in Chicago. On the air since 1988, it is Chicago's longest-running magazine show. If you're listening from Chicago, you probably know that, but downstate it may be news to you. So what do they do on this staple of public television station, WTTW? Well, they do stories about unconventional people and places. And now for those of us who cannot tune in for Wild Chicago, there's a book out by the same name. So now we can marvel at the wacky wonders of Wild Chicago. And when we're there visiting, well, we can enjoy a whole different kind of scene. Joining me to talk about some of the scoops the show has had over the years is Wild Chicago correspondent Mindy Bell. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Celeste.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, I'm tickled. Thank you.
If you had to choose, what would you say was the wildest Wild Chicago story you ever reported?
Boy, let's see. I would think the one that gets the most responses is probably the guy that takes roadkill, turkeys, chickens, whatever, taxiderms them, and makes dolls.
Wow.
Yeah. He puts them in nurses' costumes, pilgrims' outfits, and it's different. Not for the faint of heart. I think Peggy Guggenheim would probably gag, but they're unique.
Yeah. They sound a little like they might be a little on the grotesque side.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Expressionistic in a German vein, yes.
Yes. Hmm. And where do you come up with story ideas like this?
Well, you know, to me it seems most people would either email in saying, I've got this guy who lives down the street from me, or they'd mail in something, or I'll be on the L and someone will say, you should really do my father. He's got a baseball cap collection. So it was pretty much references.
Yeah. Now, is there ever a day when it's tough to come up with a story?
Boy, I've never heard them running dry.
Yeah.
There's always something. And, of course, you know, we've gone outside the urban ocean of Chicago. We've gone to Wisconsin and Branson, Missouri and Kentucky.
Yeah. So. Ever been to Champaign-Urbana?
No, I haven't personally, but I'm trying to recall if there's any piece that we've done down there.
Yeah.
Anything of interest?
I don't know. Let's put that word out on the street here in Champaign-Urbana, and we'll get back to you.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. When you approach someone about doing a story for Wild Chicago, say like this guy that does the dolls, how do they react?
Well, you know what was funny is some of these people who I didn't personally interview the first time around but interviewed for the book, I'd say, okay, now what contact, do you have a website, blah, 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 and they'd be like, no, you can just print my home number. And I'd think, you really want your home number in this book? And they're like, oh, yeah. So I don't think these people are, how should we say, jaded. You know, they're not looking for their Warholian 15 minutes kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a, I don't want to say naivete, but there's a kind of a freshness to them, a Midwestern pluck. I don't know. It's charming. It's just charming. Most of the people I've met have been delightful, really.
Yeah. Did you cover the story about the morning polka party for seniors?
Yes. Yes. It's a morning polka party. They're drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning. 8 o'clock.
And then and dancing.
Dancing. And budding it, you know.
And eating sausage along the way.
Yes, and the food is like dirt cheap. It's really an early bird special. It's like $2 for a sandwich. And then dancing and drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
something maybe your mother or grandmother might be interested
in. Yeah.
Or you. I don't know.
I don't know. It's a different way of looking at retirement for
there
me.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, if you're not yet a senior, there's other polka opportunities in Chicago.
Let's see, I remember we have a polka museum in the book. What else do we have?
Baby doll polka cross?
Baby doll polka, yeah, that's...
Cross
that
from Midway.
That is the polka place.
Yeah. That sounds like fun.
Now, why did you pick all the polka stuff? Is it a personal...
I don't know.
It just sounds nice, polka.
Yeah, I don't know. I just did, I guess. But I do have some other questions.
Sure.
Wild Chicago museums, what's out there?
Boy, there's some out-of-the-way museums. There's, like, the Hartung Museum. I think it's in Volo, Illinois. And this guy just has collected the detritus from, like, 5 to 10 miles within his house. So he's got bikes from the neighbors. But he's collected it for, like, 50, 60 years. So you're looking, I think we say it's like walking into a version of our town. because he knows the history behind all this junk, whose shovel this was, and he's got license plates and just stuff you wouldn't think to keep and collect, but adding it all up, it makes a life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's one that pops out at me. There's the Polka Museum, the museum that I mentioned. You can see all the great polka players and their accordions and sheet music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
If we were to get together with you in Chicago this afternoon for some sightseeing, what sights of wild Chicago would you say, okay, we've got to do this?
Got to do this. Well, you want something a little offbeat, so you might want to do a cemetery or two. Not because of the famous people buried in them, but we have a lot of ghost cemeteries. Then there'd be the Chapel in the Sky. That's like the highest chapel. It was built for Woolworth, the drugstore king. That's way up, you know, up in the air. What else would you have to do? Probably taking some cheap eats, you know, Prairie Joe's up in Evanston. Good food, cheap, and then his own artwork on the walls, which I would recommend you probably eat first, then look at the artwork. What else? What would you be up for? What kind of thing?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I'd be up for maybe hunting down some cool souvenirs and maybe doing a little shopping and going to places that maybe when I've been in Chicago before, I've just walked past and never had a clue what was going on inside.
Well, hopefully then the book, I think, has got a I'm flipping through it now. It's got a shopping chapter in it because a lot of the stuff is made in Chicago. You can have fetish wear made, you know, chaps, bustiers. House of Wax has Lycra and latex clothing, and then there's just, you know, homemade candies. We have our own bottler here called Filbert's. They make their own root beer and cream soda. You actually go to the factory, and you buy it directly from the factory. So it's, I'd like to think the book is kind of like a pinata with a dust jacket. There's a lot of different things, hopefully for all age groups, you know, for kids all the way up to, well, polka party for seniors.
Yeah. House of Tools. In Lombard, Illinois.
There's one. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. I mean, it's like a football field of nothing but tools.
Wow.
And people are trying all the tools, so it's a cacophony of, it's just a riot of noise when you walk in there. You bring in your own lumber, and you try all the tools out. They've got to, they're Machiavellian. They're medieval. They look like those, you know, did you ever see the film Dead Ringers?
No.
David Cronenberg. No. It's about a gynecologist. It's tools like that. I mean, I have never seen them before.
Oh.
There's a building profession that uses that tool.
Yeah. Well, you say it's the cutting edge for tools.
Yes. Oh, you're funny. Oh, did I say that?
You
oh,
said that.
Funny.
You're the funny one.
Oh, Celeste, you're funny.
And the guy on the scene there, the tool man.
Yeah. He has his own TV show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
He has product demos and then scantily clad women dressing and then some skits and then more product demos, and I guess the thing is a hit.
Wow. Sounds pretty wild. How about House of Monsters, as we've got Halloween coming up?
A costume warehouse kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got a couple of those. We've got that one. I think we've got Fantasy HQ. Again, city block full of nothing but Halloween costumes and other seasonal stuff. But, you know, you come in with your wish and they'll dress you up for it, whatever.
Yeah. Is Maxwell Street still going strong?
I beg your pardon?
Maxwell Street, is it still going strong, the market?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
It's here, but I think it's a shadow of its former self, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very interesting. Well, what should we wear if we're going to visit all these wild spots? Should we be wearing any kind of special attire?
Well, no. Hopefully you can take advantage of one of the hotels we list in here, and then you could spend the whole weekend just walking around. And, you know, we have a pretty good PT system, so you can take the L or bus or whatever. So, no, just comfortable shoes and make a weekend of it.
Okay. And wild Chicago hotels, what would you recommend?
Well, let's see, I think there's the Hotel Intercontinental. That's the one with the pool. Lovely, beautiful mosaics. There's the Rainbow Motel, which is a kind of a budget fantasy motel. You know, the bed is dressed up like a BLT kind of thing. And the Jailhouse Motel, where the rooms are all like prisons, for those of us
wow.
who are Catholic, that might be interesting. You know, as I say, there's hopefully something for everyone. We're a varied city, you know.
So everybody's in the audience then for Wild Chicago. You're looking to talk to everybody, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's got a story. You know that.
Yeah.
Everybody, or a collection of something. It's just, you can collect something, that's okay, but then when your collection is 2,000 and 3,000 and 4,000 items, then you want to be on Wild Chicago.
Yeah. How did you land this job?
Actually, it was kind of a fluke. I was listening to our local NPR station, and I heard that a correspondent was leaving. So I thought, gee, I think that would be a blast. So I contacted the producer, did a demo tape, and boom.
Yeah, and it's been a blast, hasn't it?
It has. It really has. I mean, it's a cliche, but we are a great country. We are just people who put our passion into action, and you got to love it. You've got to love it.
Yeah. Well, it's great for public broadcasting to have a show like this.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. Well, we've got to run. We've got to do some wild fundraising here.
Oh, I understand. We have that up here, too.
Yeah. Well, the best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for talking with us this afternoon.
No, thank you.
Mindy Bell of Wild Chicago. She's a correspondent with that show in Chicago. It's been on WTTW since 1988. Jay Pierce, have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it yet either, but boy, this is a lot of fun.
Jason's seen it? Yeah.
Jason Croft, our technical director, seen
it. Well, about as wild as I would get in Chicago these days. I've tamed down a lot, I guess, over the years. It would be the beef and sausage combination with peppers dipped at Mr. Beef on Orleans, and then a Schlitz dark draft from the Billy Goat, and I'd be ready
call it
for
a night.
Bed.
Yeah. No polka?
I've polked in Chicago.
Yeah, it's great fun.